Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
I don't care what you
Hi, everybody. It's Carrie Hines. And in honor of our 600th episode celebration, we're playing some of our classic interviews and sharing some behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, the Hair Radio Morning Show has chronicled our lives, mixing great hair and beauty talk with current events and shaping each broadcast with music and special guests. I want to thank you and to our amazing sponsors and advertisers. Now, let's take a listen back together.
Oh my God, I didn't know that, you know, talking about beauty icons would be such a great thing, and people wanted to hear, like, what did I think? And, you know, so what I did was I said I wanted to do a little spin on it. I wanted to recognize the, not just the beautiful women, but the beautiful men of this world as well. And it took me a while to get this list compiled down to 10 amazing men, and from very diverse backgrounds, from different points in life and in years and careers. And, you know, we just wanted to find that quintessential list. And if you don't agree with the list, I have no problem listening to you and you telling me, oh, well, you forgot this one or you forgot that one. But I will say I think I covered it very, very well. I did lots of research on different lists that have been compiled by, like, the likes of Time Magazine and People Magazine and different periodicals that, you know, traveled really, really far back to some of the screen gods of yesteryear, and then some of the pioneers in male beauty of today. So the list is very diverse, and I think that you guys are really going to enjoy it. And I think for some of you, it's going to take you back and make you think, and then you're going to say, oh, my God, yeah, he was a beautiful man. So so I think that we are ready to start. Are you guys ready?
Oh, we are so excited. All right.
So like I said before, this list, it might be a little interesting, but I'm pretty sure you guys will agree. So the very first list of our male beauty icons has been referred to in so many different lights as one of the greatest actors of all time, and his name is Mr. Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando is an American actor, film director, and activist. He is hailed for bringing gripping realism to his roles, and he is widely considered as one of the greatest American actors of all time. He won 2 Academy Awards. One was for On the Waterfront in 1954, and then, of course, his iconic role in 1972 as The Godfather.
Oh, that's right. Now, he was also the Streetcar Named Desire, right?
But he didn't win an Academy Award for that one,
though. Oh, okay. Wow. And that's his most famous role, I think.
Yeah, and he actually was nominated for 8 Academy Awards. So he's probably nominated for that. He is the most nominated actor of all time. And I'm sure there's a couple of pictures of him, but I need really to get to why that's considered being the most attractive man of all time. So
I can relate to Marlon.
I love photos of him, and I would say that's a title very well earned. The first thing that I kept looking at was this boyish, devilish grin. So I'm pretty sure he was not. I don't think that he was a playboy, but if he was, I think he would have every right to be.
Well, I'll tell you, do you remember, like, all that I can remember, I certainly knew of him during his life and when I was a little boy, but I remember Marlon Brando as Superman's dad. That's how I remember Marlon Brando. Yeah, he played Superman's dad in the original Superman movie, and he was the father. And we also remember him being a close friend to Michael Jackson. So he got a lot of press. Michael got a lot of press. Michael Jackson was very close to the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we certainly remember a whole lot about Marlon Brando towards the end of his life. And so just amazing. So I can understand why he is a good choice. It may not be all about so much about exterior beauty, and that's always in the eye of the beholder, but he has led, you know, he had an extraordinary motion picture career, and that was just, you know, so impactful and went way beyond the motion pictures. So good choice.
I think it was a good choice.
Yeah, as I was researching some photos of him, I noticed that he did in his younger days have like a very structured, almost model-esque type face. So
mm-hmm.
there was definitely some qualities that would be very eye-catching. And like I said, in researching, I know of Marlon Brando and I knew of his work, but these earlier pictures really grabbed my attention. So I would say that he does deserve to be on this list. And one of the features that I noticed about him is that his eyes are actually downturned in the corners, which people consider like a puppy dog eyes. And I read that that was one of the features that, you know, women found really attractive in him was his eyes. And there was a quote from an actress, so I don't want to say her name, that said that he had the type of eyes that would make you do anything that he wanted. And so I'm going to go have surgery so I can have those type of eyes too.
well, we think you already have great eyes. You don't need to do that, right?
Well,
yeah,
we'll think about that. But I'm so glad to add Mr. Marlon Brando to this list. And let's go to the next movie actor to grace this list is the iconic forever teenager, Mr. James Dean. James Byron Dean is an American actor, and he is most known for his role in Rebel Without a Cause. In which he was this rebellious teenager. And now, looking at photos of him, I just saw if he was to be in this day and age, he would completely be a model because his face, he just had that structure that he had very full lips as well and almost pouty lips. And like I said, those features were so distinct and very good hair, too. I noticed that a lot. He had very good hair, and actually, he was what I would consider the Brad Pitt of those days. When I saw these pictures of him, because he did die at a very young age, so he is basically forever immortalized as being young, and he just had this beauty about him that was so striking, and even intimidating, because
sometimes
you have to step back and say, wow. Even if you're secure in who you are, you have to say, well, maybe I need to step my game up the way this brother looks. And
exactly. Well, he was such an extraordinary, even his acting ability and what he, the way he appeared on screen kind of channeled certain angst in his portrayals and depictions of the characters he played. He was someone who, like you mentioned, he died way before his time, and I think he co-starred with Elizabeth Taylor, and I've seen a movie or two of his. There were so many rumors and oh, so many different things. I think that when he passed away, when he died, I think that all of that just takes on a whole new level of interest in folks. And out in Hollywood, they have nothing but these wonderful, iconic folks that you are talking about, like James Dean, because there's such a mysterious mystery that an aura of mystery, I should say, that surrounds these folks in death as they have lived. So just great choice. Wow, you really go back. Old Hollywood. Old
and
Hollywood.
Yes, he had great lips also, just like Brando. I like the lips. Yes.
Okay, Pearl Walker. Let's make it clear that came from Pearl Walker. All right, Demetrius, good choice.
So I'm going to jump to what some people have considered, and many have considered, the first black sex symbol of all time, and he is the legendary Mr. Harry Belafonte. Now, Harry Belafonte is a singer, well, was a singer, songwriter, actor, and social activist. If you look at photos of Mr. Belafonte in his youth, you would see such a striking man, hazel green eyes, beautiful skin, amazing teeth, just classic, and so many Hollywood producers were almost afraid to use him in films because they felt like if he was the co-star that he would actually outshine the actual star because he was just that good looking. And even in his later days, still kept that air of
swagger. Well, he's still around
and,
with us for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And just the swagger and class. You don't see him much now, but, just this swagger and this class about him that is just so attracting, and it just draws your eyes to him, and you just wind up staring.
Exactly.
If you look at these, if you do some Google search on photos of him from his earlier days, you would just gorgeous black man. Gorgeous.
Harry Belafonte, as you pointed out, was and has been just on our scene, the entertainment landscape for many, 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 many years. And as you said, being one of the first male sex symbols for our community, and beyond that, being such a voice for, political, concerns, he's had a long-lasting and indelible mark on our community and the world for that much. But I also know Harry Belafonte, a great family man. We even remember, Pearl Walker, you may remember, one of his daughters was even acting. I wonder what happened as well. Just a full her name. I want to say Heather, but I'm not sure. So Sherry Belafonte Harper, I think it was. And so he really just put those genes out there, believe me. So good stuff. Just a beautiful person inside and out, obviously. Good choice. Wow, you're going back. You're going back to Mephius Smart.
Well, these first five men that I selected, I consider them classic. And then the last five will be what I consider more new school. And so number four, I don't think would be a surprise to anyone. He is referred to as the king of rock and roll. It is Mr. Elvis Aaron Presley. Elvis Presley he is one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century. Like I said, he is often referred to as the king of rock and roll or simply the king. And I would say in his younger days, I can't claim to be an Elvis Presley fan, but I would have to say those moves in some of his younger movies, Mr. Presley would definitely make you a fan. Had these beautiful, piercing brown eyes, this lip snarling curl that he used in lots of his photos where his top lip kind of did this interesting thing, but it drew your attention in.
Oh,
and,
the famous lip quiver.
And he took so many photos like that, but he just had this, I want to say dreamboat kind of thing about him. And I understood why he had so many women names attached to his. because he definitely was a playboy in his heydays. And he was an icon that we did lose too soon, because we lost him before he even turned 50 years old. So
that's right.
You know,
well, Elvis had lived an extraordinary life. He was one of the biggest names in rock and roll music in the world. And a lot of what Elvis said, yes, there were a lot of controversial ways that folks in our community looked at Elvis for different things. But I have to say, because it's believed in part that a lot of the music that he did was kind of pulled from, you know, inspired by people of color. And so that was one argument. We heard all kind of rumors swarming around about Elvis, you know, supposedly thinking that folks could just buy shoes and buy tickets. And we've heard so many different things. We don't really know what to believe. But the one thing I can honestly say is that I actually agree with your choice. I think that what Elvis did for entertainment was wonderful, and he broke a whole bunch of barriers, and he inspired an entire movement and generation. And the only person I think to exceed Elvis Presley, and we'll talk about that in another segment, but I think there's only been one person to exceed him when it comes to generating money and death in terms of entertainers. So good choice. You know, Elvis also, you know, was a serviceman, so we also want to acknowledge that. And very interesting. Wow, you really have gone back. Each choice
and also,
is amazing.
You know, he's buried at Graceland, which was the mansion where he lived, and it's on Elvis Presley Boulevard, which is also Highway 51.
Now, isn't
and
that
it's
in
about
your town,
a mile
Pearl
and a
Walker?
Half. Yeah, right here. It's,
it's
a mile and a half up the street from my salon. And actually, I have a neighbor who relocated here from Wisconsin, and she's a big Elvis fan. You all would just be amazed at the following that he still has in 2015. She has a life-size mannequin in a case in her living room with an Elvis costume on it, jewelry, the gold chains that she got from Elvis's jeweler. And it's just an amazing following that he still has. I don't know if you all know it or not, but Graceland is the second most visited home in the United States after the White House. It's just an amazing
mark
that he left on society and
now,
the world.
Graceland
and
is right there where you are. Is that correct, Pearl?
Right up the street from my salon, yes.
Do you see the buses riding past your shop?
Yes, and the tourists, and this is every day, and then we're inundated.
We're going to have you to fess up. How many times have you been to Graceland?
I've never been to Graceland.
Yes, you have, Pearl. Don't
we
even
talk about it. I'm going to go.
Okay, because we think you've been there a few times, Pearl.
But there's an area around the mansion, and I've visited those other, you know, some of the other tourist spots around the mansion, but I've never been in Graceland. And about Elvis's hair, I have to share this. Elvis was a natural blonde to me, Theus, but he dyed his hair black.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of anybody doing that.
Natural blonde. He was in the movie Love Me Tender. He was blonde in that movie.
Then that was his own hair?
That was his own hair.
We'll have to check that out. Wow. And that's a great song. Who can forget Love Me Tender? Well, listen, folks, if you have just joined us, you, of course, are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And with me on the line today, my wonderful co-host, Ms. Pearl Walker, of course, and our Wednesday contributor to the Hair Radio Morning Show. He is the makeup czar, as far as I'm concerned. His name is Demetrius Smart, and you guys know him. He's with us each week. And you've got your own fan base, Demetrius. You really do. And they chime in every week to listen to you right here. So I want to pass that along to you. And just it's such great, wonderful honor to have you with us again this morning
Thank
on the
you.
Show. Yes. Now, today you're counting down the male icons. And so I'll let you continue. This sounds wonderful.
Okay, so the last icon of the classic era, this one was a bit of a stretch, but I feel comfortable with this one, and he is considered as the first ever Latin heartthrob, and his stage name was known as Ricky Ricardo, but professionally he is known as Mr. Desi Arnaz. Desi Arnaz was the husband of the late Lucille Ball, and he was a popular singer, dancer, club performer, and if you were to look at videos of him, because actually when he originally started doing the I Love Lucy, he was already in his 40s. So if you were to see videos and photos of him while he was in his 20s, you would see a man that easily rival any silver screen god at the time. He was another actor with really good hair, an amazing smile, that Cuban flavor that had that spice to it. So he had the look of a classic movie actor. However, he had that Cuban flavor that just set him apart from anybody else during his time. And him and his wife, the comedic legend, Lucille Ball, actually caused a little bit of controversy because at that time, a lot of people considered their marriage a mixed marriage because her being a Caucasian woman and him being of Cuban descent. And, you know, to see the two of them on screen together, I don't think you could honestly appreciate one without the other. They truly played off of each other in a magnificent way. Their show, I Love Lucy, plays every day somewhere in the world since both of them have passed away. So it just goes to show that this man's influence has still gone on way after his time. I've heard in an interview that Ricky Martin and even Enrique Iglesias referenced Desi Arnaz as an inspiration to them. So,
well, you know what? I think that is an amazing choice, and particularly for me. I love that. I think that Desi Arnaz, I would have never expected him to make your list, but I can still see why. Desi Arnaz was someone who made such an impact in the entertainment world. Going back to what you said, it is reported that the networks did not want Lucille Ball to have Desi as her husband because of that so-called mixed marriage. And it's always been alleged that he was, so they wanted to cast someone else, someone who was not of Cuban descent, as her husband. But Lucille stood her ground, and not only that, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz formed Desi Lu Productions, which went on to produce so many other shows like Gomer Pyle and so many other TV shows that we know today. But the biggest contribution to all of entertainment and to television specifically is that Desi Arnaz, and this is something I don't have to go on the internet, I remember this and know this in my head, Desi Arnaz created something called, they created the sitcom, if you will. They created it in this way. Until they did what they did, they only knew of using one camera. So Desi Arnaz created this thing where they use three cameras. So to this day, we use three cameras to record a TV program. Three cameras, that format, that's what was created by Desi Arnaz. And so, yes, Lucille Ball went on. They stayed together for quite a while. Lucille went on and she married someone else, and Desi, you know, they lived a good little while, and they were big folks from Beverly Hills. They lived in Beverly Hills, I seem to recall. And I happened to be in Los Angeles back in the 90s when Lucille Ball passed away. I was at the Arsenio Hall show, and they flashed on the monitor that Lucille had passed away that day. You know, at that moment when we were in the audience. I was sitting in a dog pound in the old days. We were on his show. And they showed it on a monitor that she had passed away. So I went back to Hollywood Boulevard after Arsenio's show wrapped at Paramount Studios at that time. And on Hollywood Boulevard was Lucille Ball's star. And her star was located in front of Frederick Gastillas, in front of Frederick's of Hollywood. And so, and I remember, and on her star, they placed the big wreath sand and all of that. With and fans started to leave things, and I saw that there when I came back to Hollywood Boulevard. So I will never forget that. And we love Lucy, to put it mildly, and we love Desi Arnaz, and he is an amazing choice. His son, Desi Arnaz Jr., is still going strong, and so is their daughter out there. So they're doing some great things. The great Lucille, I think, Lucy Arnaz. So great, great choice, you know, and such personal memories for all of us. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, guys. So we're going to jump into so that those top five men: Marlon Brando, James Dean.
Great classic choices. Wow.
Harry
Belafonte,
Elvis Presley, and Desi Arnaz are what we consider our classic male beauty icons. But now
well,
we're going to bring
hold
it,
it
to
hold
the
it.
New.
What I tell you what? Why don't we do that? It's a perfect time for us to take our music break, give you a chance to grab your coffee, and when you come back on the other side of this music break, I think it'll be perfect time to go into your, I guess, your contemporary side of the list.
Absolutely.
How's that?
Great.
All right, folks. Well, listen, we are going to take just a quick music break. Won't take very long at all. And when we come back, we're going to kind of we're going to have some more of this wonderful list of your iconic folks. And then don't forget, we have got to we've also got to get the update on what happened at your show, the Living Doll Show. So stay with us, folks. There's a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show, featuring, starring Tamethia Smart, coming up after this music break. Stay with us.
Open, I gave you something I gave nobody else. Let me to me. You had just what I needed. Now I see the game. God's been dragging my name. You put on the show. Tell the music slow. God all up in my ear. Same things that I love this year. Tears came to my eyes, but I'm not gonna cry. Everything that you ever said turned out to be all I.
But it's all good. You didn't care that you broke my heart, but it's all good.
right, we're back live. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is about 7:35 in the morning on Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. We are so excited to have with us, of course, my wonderful co-host, Ms. Pearl Walker, and Mr. Timotheus Smart. You guys know if it's Wednesday, it is time for Timotheus. All right. So you are the makeup star, Timotheus, and again, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now you, yes, good morning. Now, you have already put together an extraordinary list of male icons, classic male icons so far. So right before we went to the music break, it sounds like you're about to get into, well, you're continuing with your list, but I think you have some contemporary folks, if I'm not mistaken. Take it away.
Yes, so just a brief recap of our classics. Were Mr. Marlon Brando, James Dean, Harry Belafonte, Elvis Presley, and Desi Arnaz. So
wow.
Our number six meets us somewhere in the middle of the classics and the new school. And he is what I would consider one of the smoothest men I have ever seen float across the screen. He stole our hearts in Mahogany and Lady Sings the Blues. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Billy D. Williams.
Wow.
This
Billy
is Mr. D. And I'm going to age myself right now, but this is Mr. Colt 40 when he was just modeling and then going into acting. And he is a man that his influence, his class, his sophistication has gone from back in those days to present day. Mr. Williams is always referred to as a classic, not just a classic actor, but just a class act altogether. You've never heard anything about him being disrespectful or mean or nasty, but he just always carries this air of sophistication, this air of class, this air of just a beautiful man. And to see him on screen with the legend, the boss, Miss Diana Ross, in Lady Sings in Mahogany, and I love that ending scene of Mahogany when Diana, Billy D is on stage and he's talking about being a councilman, and Diana Ross screams out, "I want my old man back." And I loved it. And I love the chemistry that the two of them share on the screen. And it's something that, you know, just truly, she pushed him to be his absolute best. And I don't feel this list would have been complete without making sure that this man was on this list. And he meets you in the middle of the classics and the contemporaries, because he does carry that air of class and sophistication, and I absolutely love Billy D. Williams.
Well, Billy D. is all that you said, and I think your favorite line is that. My favorite line is, "Do you want my hand to fall off?" I don't remember which movie it was in, and I just remember that line stayed with me. "Do you want my hand to fall off?" I'm sorry. So, you know, we had to do our little acting this morning. But great choice. We also remember Billy D. For being one of the very first African-Americans to be featured in a starring role on the late-night soap scene. He was in Dynasty. So when we look at these wonderful black characters that are in this hit TV nighttime melodrama soap now called Empire, they have to pay tribute to the great Diane Carroll, who was on your female list, of course, and to Billy D. Williams, who both starred in the iconic TV series Dynasty. So we are very excited to acknowledge that this morning. So great choice. And he's also a great painter in his own personal spare time. He's an amazing artist, and so in every which way. So great choice.
Okay. So we're going to jump down to a man that we lost much, much too soon. And some people thought that he would actually go in the route of his father and actually one day become president. And we're talking about the Prince of Camelot, John F. Kennedy Jr. John F. Kennedy Jr. Was a free spirit, and he never let the legacy of his family boggle him down into be something that he wasn't. He wanted to run his own company. He skated around Central Park with his shirt off, and he was the pea prince, like Princess Diana was the people's princess. John F. Kennedy Jr. was known as the people's prince, and he was very personable. He started a magazine, a very short-lived magazine called George, and I remember the very first issue where they had the supermodel Cindy Crawford dressed like George Washington on the front of the cover. And he wanted to give a political view from a younger person's standpoint. And, you know, coming from such an iconic family during an iconic time in our history, one of the most classic photos of him is him as a young boy when he was saluting his father's casket that was being horse-drawn by. And we lost him at such a young age. He had just gotten married, and there were so many things in his future. And he was actually one of the first political, well, the only political figure ever to be known on the People magazine as the sexiest man alive. And I believe that was 1989. And, you know, he will sorely be missed. I mean, that was a man that I feel never got the chance to actually shine to his fullest potential. But we know that he's beyond the stars right now. And just the legacy that he left behind, I feel like his mother and his father would clearly be proud of the work that he did. And, you know, just to see photos of him, just he would skate around with these gym shorts and his rollerblades and no shirt through Central Park, and people would say, oh, my God, is that John F. Kennedy Jr.? He just made himself so accessible to everyone else. He lived on the Upper East Side, had a beautiful wife, and, you know, just an all-around beautiful man.
Absolutely, and, of course, they died tragically in that plane crash. But I'll tell you something about the wonderful family and legacy that he was so much a part of. And creating that, the political magazine George was popular at the time, and I seem to remember that, and not just the wonderful John, but also his sister, who's still doing amazing work in the way of education and so much more here in New York, and for the country. I think she's one of the, you know, one of the ambassadors for America. So we are so excited, and such a political dynamo, their entire family. You know, you don't go into too many circles when you talk about politics and family dynasties that the Kennedy's names are not mentioned. Or the Kennedy name, rather, is not mentioned. So we are so happy that I think you made a really good choice. Interesting. Very interesting.
And he was truly a genuine young man. I have a cousin who attended Brown University with him, along with Rhonda Ross at that same time, and he had nothing but good things to say about JFK Jr. They actually lived in the same dormitory. Their rooms were down the hall from each other, and he was just an awesome young man, definitely.
All right. Interesting.
So, yes, he. I didn't feel like I could complete this list without him. And you're going to jump into number eight. This is one man in the same vein of Billy Dee Williams. I clearly could not have this list without his name on it. And I think everybody knows who he is, Mr. Denzel Washington. So, Denzel Washington.
All right.
Two-time Academy Award winner for Glory and Training Day. I love Denzel Washington and Glory, but I honestly feel, and I'm going to make this statement right now, I feel that he was completely jerked of winning the Oscar for Malcolm X. He was amazing in that movie. Clearly amazing in that movie. Denzel Washington is the first African-American to ever be called the sexiest man alive on People magazine, and still to this date, the only African-American man to ever win that title. Denzel, the world over, has been known not just for his acting abilities, but clearly for his good looks. I don't know. There was a show long time ago, and I'm aging myself again, where he played a doctor, and I believe it was St. Elmo's Fire.
No,
St.
Elsewhere was the TV show where he was a doctor.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. And I had seen it on Nick at Night. That shows my age again.
Shows my age if I actually know all these are factoids that I recall all these factoids off the top of my head because I remember them all so well. So very interesting. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, the only connection I have to Denzel was that I remember at the airline at TWA when I was in reservations out in Los Angeles, and he would frequently travel to Europe, and I remember seeing the reservation that he had in our system. I didn't talk to him, but I guess he had called and had booked flights with other reps. And it showed that he has a big family, apparently, and he was taking everybody to Paris first class on TWA. So I remember looking at his reservation years ago. Yes, a lot of kids. I do remember seeing that. I don't remember all their names and all of that stuff, but yeah, he's a good choice. He's had such a big impact on us acting-wise. The only other actor I think comes close, but I'm not going to say. I'm going to let you go through your list first. We'll come back. If he's not on your list, we're going to raise sand. And you don't know, the only person I think that should be on that list, I'm not going to say anymore, so I'll let you continue. I love your list. Great job.
Okay, so we're going to jump down to number nine. And number nine is another one I don't think if I was putting this list together, he would ever be excluded. And he is Mr. Brad Pitt.
Wow.
Brad Pitt, actor and humanitarian. One of my favorite Brad Pitt's movie of all time is Interview with a Vampire. And Legends of the Fall. I thought that he was amazing in both of those movies. He was typecast in the beginning of his career that everyone just wanted him to do, like, the handsome sidekick. But he wanted to push all of that to the side, and he wanted to be taken as a serious dramatic actor. I mean, I know that everybody remembers him in Thelma and Louise in his younger days. And that was his very first role on film was in Thelma and Louise. And to see him now as a father and a humanitarian and an actor, and he was actually one of the producers of the Academy Award-winning movie 12 Years a Slave. And Brad Pitt just continues to be an amazing man, even well now into, I believe he just turned 47, and
maybe a few years ago.
Oh, my
think,
God. That is
I think he, yeah, I think he's past that point now.
Well,
I think he's about 50 at least.
Well, when I researched, I saw 47, so I'm going to, I will just say.
No. We're going to Pearl. And we're going to, yes, he's timeless.
He was born December 18th, 1963. That makes him 51.
Well, 63, that would actually, that would make him about 51 at least,
Ooh.
Well, I knew he was older than 47.
Well,
he's looking great, though.
No, but he actually looks that age. He looks much younger than that. So, you know, his wife, Angelina Jolie, of course, we have the great, friend to the show, David Babai, has the stylist for Brad Pitt. He's done, Brad Pitt is one of his clients, and Angelina Jolie as well. And you guys know David Babai. He's on our show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So very good. Oh, yeah.
And,
well, we have nothing
Brad
but the top
also,
stars here.
And Brad was also the first actor to ever be awarded the People's Sexiest Man Alive twice. So
really?
Yes, the very first actor to ever receive that award twice. So congratulations to Mr. Brad Pitt. And I would definitely have to say that he is one of my favorites. I absolutely loved him in Interview with a Vampire. I actually saw that movie in the movie theaters. And I haven't been in the movie theater in years. But I do remember wanting to see that movie, and he was just magnetic on screen. So he's one of those that was a no-brainer for this list. Now, the last two, a stretch, but I just want you guys to hear me out.
Okay.
And then you tell me what you think. Now, this man in Soap Opera's Digest was awarded the title as the sexiest soap opera actor of all time, and we are talking about Mr. Shamar Moore. Now, Mr. Shamar Moore, I would say, is a very beautiful man, very structured face, piercing eyes, beautiful body. I would say that he clearly deserves that title. I don't watch soap operas often, but when I have seen them, he is one that I probably would want to see on screen. I would say that he does evoke the younger days of, say, Mr. Billy Dee Williams, and I think that he is a surprise on this list. I hope not too much of a surprise, but I do believe that he embodies such a confidence and such a swagger that, lots of viewers of The Young and the Restless couldn't help but vote him to be the sexiest soap opera actor of all times. But I would love to hear your opinion on this.
Well, I love Shamar Moore. I've actually fallen in love with him again as I have become a fan of Criminal Minds last year. He's known for his good looks, and it was always a question over the years, actually, whether he was a good actor or not. Maybe he was just enjoying his success because of his looks. But I tell you, on Criminal Minds, I love his character, Derek Morgan, and he has earned the right to be considered as a sex symbol as well as a great actor. I like Shamar Moore.
Wow. Well, interesting choice. I like Shamar Moore too, generally speaking. And if you're talking about, I guess, in the looks category, I guess he should deserves a spot on the list somewhere. But I think when you look, I think for all the other folks on your list, when you peel back their beauty, there seems to be something else going on that supports and reinforces those good looks. But in Shamar's case, I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I think that I don't see all of it just yet. I think he has a lot more potential to come, and maybe he hasn't had the right breakout role that just would allow that to match the external, things that we see. I think that, you know, maybe the best is yet to come. And I think that he's probably working on that. So I think he deserves to be on the list. Probably for me, you had how many people on the list, 20?
No, I have 11.
Okay, so if you have 11 for me, he would be number 12. But I love him.
Well, you're entitled to that, yes.
And you know what? And I'm pretty sure when I get...
And
I'm pretty sure when I get back on Facebook, today, I will see so many comments with, why didn't you put this one? Why didn't you put that one?
Yes.
So I'm sure I'm looking forward to it with my breakfast as I peruse Instagram and Facebook. I'm sure I'll see it.
For me, right on behind Elvis Presley. know. Well, you go ahead. I'm sorry. You guys,
but
go
our last beauty icon, I will debate at all costs if anyone says that he does not deserve to be on this list. He is a pioneer in the world of modeling, and I'm talking about the one and only first black supermodel, Mr. Tyson Beckford.
Beckford.
Oh, man.
Stallion.
Wow. Well, you have saved just about for your last choices, I think, are the most controversial on your whole list. I'll let you guys go ahead and lead in. Did you want to say anything else to me, Fiazon?
Yes, and I'm going to defend Mr. Beckford at all costs because this man has set such a trail for himself that so many male models have tried to emulate. He has set the standard for male modeling and has taken it internationally. This was the first face of Ralph Lauren Polo. This man was discovered on a park bench in what is the park in New York? Central Park.
Central Park, yes.
He was sitting down. He is managed by the great Bethann Hardison, and she has guided his career to places that no other male model in the world has ever touched. And when you go down the list, if you Google the greatest male model of all time, Tyson Beckford's photo is the very first one to pop up. And for him to be an African-American male with chinky eyes, dark skin, and a bald head, you have to recognize that. And even if he doesn't have the depth of a career that is that some people would consider, you know, impactful, but he gives you a figure of a way a strong male would look in the modeling industry. But he came in with tattoos. He came in with muscles when the guys were very frail and thin. He came in with a bald head with eye chat hair going down their back. And because I come from the modeling industry, I will clearly defend the fact that this man deserves to be on this list, because there are so many people that would say, well, Elvis Presley doesn't deserve to be on this list. But you cannot deny the impact that these people have carried, because if they didn't have the impact, you wouldn't have so many people trying to be them.
Well, we're going to fight about this list next week. We are going to fight about it. Pearl, what did you have any comments on Tyson?
He was a surprise, but I like him. I just would not have thought about him, you know, kind of out of sight, out of mind. But he's had a great career. I think he's eye candy, definitely. And actually this spring he's going to be, starting next week, he's going to be the guest host for the Chippendales this season in Vegas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's out there making appearances. I think Tyson deserves to be on the list, actually. I think it's a good choice. I met his mother years ago. We were at the Valentine's Day party together. And very nice lady. She's very, very nice. I do remember her very well. So she was a great contact. And I stayed in touch with her for a little while. I completely vote for Tyson Beckford. I think that's a great choice. You know who I would have liked to have seen on the list? Or let's wait till next week. Is that okay? We'll talk about it next week.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Shoulder sideways, smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air. Shoulder sideways, smack it in the air. Smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning, July 13th of 2021. It's our broadcast number 583, show number 583, as we march towards our 600th live broadcast of this, the morning show. So we're real, real excited. We'll keep you informed about that, as we have a lot of special guests that will be dropping in on us that particular morning. And again, we're going to broadcast live. We'll probably also do a nighttime show. We'll keep you updated on all of that. Hey, I wanted to take a moment and turn, first, let me just remind everybody that coming up today in our third hour, so we're talking 8 o'clock Eastern time, and for those of you who are out in Central time zone, it'll be 7 o'clock this morning. When we bring back to the show, this is his very first time being live on our broadcast. We're talking about Arrington Gavin. He is the CEO of Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Now, beards are huge business this week, as we pay a lot of attention to beard care, and we could not get this week started without the man behind Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Again, CEO Arrington Gavin will be with us from 8 o'clock all the way to 9. So not only is he making his live debut on our broadcast, he is going to be with us for the entire hour as a guest co-host today. So we want you to stay tuned for that. Have some other updates and so much more going on this morning. I had to check in with you personally today. Also, I have a big announcement with regards to the upcoming live hair event in Atlantic City, New Jersey. So many of you guys have been seeing me. Let me just turn down the background music there. So many of you guys have been listening to us talk about the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop Tour, which was scheduled originally for the August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. It's a three-day show at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City. Well, now the show has been moved to a brand new date, a brand new set of dates. This is the first time ever talking about it publicly, our very first announcement. We wanted the listeners and fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show and our 24-hour network to be the very first to hear of this. But yes, the show has been moved to a brand new date. And the upcoming event is big news everywhere. Again, the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop, yes, it will be held again at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We're real happy about that. The new dates will be October 23rd, 24th, and 25th of 2021. So this year, and again, it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So again, the new dates, it's not going to be held in August 2021. It is being held in October 23rd, 24th, and 25th of 2021. So all of you guys, the vendors, all of our participants, if you've bought tickets, we will see you in October. You don't have to really do anything. Everything will be transferred over. So that is great news. If you need to reach us in the office, there's still vending spots left. Or if you have questions or information that you're seeking, contact us directly in our office, again, at 862-277-0686. If you want to write that down, grab a pen and paper. The telephone number to reach us in our office, again, is 862-277-0686. And for more information, of course, you can go to our website, as always, with regards to the event. The event site is www.hairnationexpo.biz. So hairnationexpo.biz is the website. And again, you know, just want to make sure that you have this latest information. Now, folks, stay tuned. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll continue to keep you updated all about our upcoming live hair event and much more music and all of that to go today. Stay with us, everybody.
Digital downloads of your favorite episodes of Hairpreneurs are available for just $4.99 at hairradio.com's website store. Buy your own audio download and get the tips to help you build your hair business.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Welcome to the fantasy.
Yeah. Do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very next guest comes to us from the world of hair. It is Miss Crystal Jones Bond. Good morning. Good morning, Crystal.
Good
Welcome
morning,
back to the
everybody.
Show.
How are you?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm going to welcome you back. I mean, our fans out there, they've been listening to your amazing shout-outs that we've been playing throughout our broadcast, so we just love it. And so everybody knows the actual sound of your voice, Crystal. So
no, awesome.
Yes, yes, good morning. So now I want to catch up with you. Well, first of all, just to fill in those few who may not recall all the deets, all the details, tell everybody again, Crystal, where you're from and a little bit about your services.
Okay, I am from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and I am a licensed cosmetologist with a specialty in natural hair. I am a cosmetic chemist, a product owner. I am a author now, and I also used to teach in Paul Mitchell School, so I used to be an instructor.
Wow. Well, you've got an extensive resume in this industry, and that's a big part of why we've asked you to come on and help us celebrate this morning. We're going to talk all about the
morning coffee, vanilla latte sip to go, drink it slow.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines, and today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us, and I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called the Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic care organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair, from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well. Mix and make natural products. Have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes, so technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There's also there are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. I see that you're very happy when you do this because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes. And I have been told that. But I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair. Because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, they, you know, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And I actually still have, you know, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification, class or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, you know, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, you know, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent. Cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, you know, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that we provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any posts that I make or pages for HavaFelicidad Hair and Body at havafelicidad.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
You know, it's, yes, please speak to that, because you're really able to. I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate. And I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path. And I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning.
Yeah.
There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. I call it, it's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey. And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing, and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair, or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation, and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person is going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturalists to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to their radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have three or more essential oils, and it's an aroma and aromatherapy experience, because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the studio tour experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now you it sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is, and I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come mm-hmm. out, because you make it sound so great.
Okay. Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session, so everything that's here is by appointment or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio mm-hmm. is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater.
Oh,
so
yes.
We're inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like open, you know, some open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art. In order to expand us out culturally, events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Well, listen, I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program.
mm.
Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept. And it's the Ahaba Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with locks.
And how do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are. And you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. Well, Ahaba, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the black female in three areas. First, the black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the black woman's demise. She raised the black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the black race, outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines. It is Tuesday morning. It's July 13th of 2021. It's my pleasure to be with you guys. As you know, we broadcast out of Brooklyn, New York to the world, literally. And today we have a very, very special guest joining us right now. You guys know him. You've heard his interviews right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we have played the Rugged Evolution commercial in every broadcast for quite some time. It is my honor, my very big, big honor, to bring to the line the one and only, the CEO and founder of Rugged Evolution Beard Care, the one and only Mr. Arrington Gavin. Good morning, and officially
good
welcome
morning.
Back to the show.
Oh,
yes,
Carrie,
welcome,
so great
welcome,
to be
welcome.
Back. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing just fine and dandy on this Tuesday morning here in New York City. And I have to say,
sir,
it is such a great honor, as I just said on the lead-in, just to have you back on the show. And Arrington, I have to say, I think this is the first time you've been with us live on the broadcast.
I think it is, Kay. First, I just want to thank you so much, and for, you know, just for the opportunity and just for having me again. And I mean, again, it's truly an honor to be on the Hair Radio show again. And I just, you know, hi
thank
to
you.
Everyone who's listening.
Absolutely. You know, well, we're going to get into a whole bunch of talk this morning. We've got you for the hour, so we're going
yeah,
to
love
definitely.
It, love it.
Yeah, this is going to be great. You're not just your first live time being with us, but also as a guest co-host right here on the broadcast. So lots to get into. First, I want to take a moment. What about the, you know, I kind of had to kind of cut off a little bit of Madam Walker's story to get there just to stay tight on time this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But when you hear something like the amazing foundation of a Madam C.J. Walker, who kind of really single-handedly watched, just avoid conflicts out there with some of the other legendary ladies who helped to find, who helped to start the industry. But just looking at Madam C.J. Walker's story, what goes through your mind? The first African-American, the first female self-made millionaire, period, regardless of whatever race. Isn't that something? So what goes through your mind when you think of someone like that?
Mind-blowing, because I know in our culture how hard it was for her to succeed and to succeed
yes.
In that route, as well as just as a woman in general. I mean, come on, it's like
yes.
you know we're still seeing discrimination in certain in ways
exactly.
in 2021, and I mean it. You know, being young, because I'm you know just 26. My Madam C.J. Walker story really kind of revamped for me. I think she had a film, it was a bio film about her, played by Octavia Spencer, that was on Netflix. And it was
exactly.
pretty much reliving the story of Madam C.J. Walker. And,
exactly.
and watching that was like just wow, and really see the story, you know, just like that and see verbatim how what had happened. I mean, it's awesome.
Exactly.
And she's definitely one of the leaders in, you know, legends in entrepreneurship, not just the hair industry, but entrepreneurship.
Exactly. And that movie that you mentioned, that's right. It's actually still out there on Netflix. It's called Self-Made. And
Self-Made,
the lady
yep.
behind the movie, the book, the actual, it was based on a book by our very old friend and the great-great-granddaughter of Miss Madam C.J. Walker, Alelia Bundles. Alelia is our friend. She's done my show in Atlantic City, and she we've had her right here on the same broadcast you are on today. So she told us all about the Netflix series, how it all came about. I'll try to get a little piece of the interview on a little later today. Well, you know we know everybody, Harrington.
I mean, man.
You know what? I have to say, the show is a literal walking chronology of the hair industry. You know, just even this broadcast that we're on today is close to celebrating 600 episodes. So my 600th episode will happen in the towards the beginning and middle of August of this year. So I'm real happy about that. And, 600 episodes. And that's not my entire career in the hair business. That's just this broadcast in recent years. But, I've been around for 25 years in the hair business. So I want to turn to you. So about the same time you were being born, we started this radio show. So you guys are about the same age. Listen, Harrington, but I'll tell you something. I have very much been impressed with you from the very door, from the beginning of hearing about Rugged Evolution. And so there's so many things I want to get into. The reason that we invited you here today, I wanted to talk about you. So tell just for the folks, I don't know what rock they might have been under, but you've heard that Rugged Evolution commercial right here many, many times. What can you tell our listeners today, for those very few who are just being introduced today, what can you tell us about Rugged Evolution?
Well, Rugged Evolution is an all-natural beard care line that offers over 16 scented beard balms, beard oils, conditioning shampoos, exfoliating cleansing bars. We launched a leave-in beard moisturizer this past year, as well as a smooth stash, a mustache serum, accessories. That's a full line that has grown. We actually will be celebrating 4 years in August.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We've accomplished so, so much, really, in just that four-year span. I mean, we've been featured in Essence magazine for their holiday gift guide, well, many other magazines, Essence being one of them. We've gotten in the hands of the Philadelphia magazine. We've gotten in the hands of many well-known figures that have supported Rugged Evolution. You can see us in many retailers online and brick and mortar. And we just continue to grow and grow and just help promote proper beard maintenance. That's the main mission, to promote proper beard maintenance and just to, share, men, you can still be a man of distinction and while rocking a well-groomed beard. I really want to continue to change that narrative on, you don't have to – having a beard is not a form of unprofessionalism anymore. You can be a man, whether you work in corporate America or a labor worker, you can still be a man of distinction and, rock a beard.
Well, I have to say, and I'm so glad you brought this up, Harrington, because proper beard care and beard maintenance and beards, when did the beard revolution start?
Whew. I mean, really, if you think of it, the revolution of beard started well in past time. I mean, think of one of our past presidents, Abe Lincoln. I mean, he's taken care of beard. And, before that, we can keep on going on and on. I mean, if I had to give you a specific date, I probably couldn't. But it's been in existence for a long, long time. I think in the past, I would say 5, 6, maybe 7 years, it's starting to be more and more of a movement and a growing movement, and instead of a trend. And and it's starting to be accepted now. It's starting to be accepted all over. So, I'm loving it, and I'm one of the people I want to help advocate that and continue to share why it should be accepted.
Absolutely. Well, you're doing just that. Folks, if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We are live this morning. It's Tuesday morning, July 13th of 2021. We're broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York, of course, and my very, very special guest, he joins us again now, but this is the first time he's guest co-hosting for the hour. It is my honor to welcome the amazing CEO, founder, and all that wonderful good stuff of Rugged Evolution Beard Care. We want to get it right, Rugged Evolution Beard Care. I want to remind everybody about your website this morning, Arrington Gavin. Your website is ruggedevo.com. That's E-V-O, so ruggedevo.com. So you can check out all of that. I mean, you guys, you've taken it to an all-new level, and I've got to say, I'm in the beard lane. I've got a toenail in the beard lane. you own the road, my friend. Yes.
I'm trying.
Rugged. What can you say for those of us who are, you know, we're trying to walk across that road? What kind of advice do you have for folks who are trying to get started out there in this lane?
Well, just do your homework. Do your homework because, I use that method in any form of, because set aside from, you know, just beard care, you know, I do pursue entrepreneurship. So I do, you know, I pursue other ventures and, you know, I make sure I do my homework. You have to do your homework.
Absolutely.
And do your research. Don't rush it. Do not rush it at all. It's a step-by-step and, you know, stair-step process. If you try to go from level one to level 10, guess what? You're going to be hitting some walls in between. So, and you're going to be, unaware of how to do that. So, definitely, take that venture. Be sure to make sure your trademark protected, and when you do invest. So that's the main thing. You definitely want to have your trademark and information all set, so you know you have the protection of your name. I'm loving it. I've met some amazing people just really in the health and beauty hair industry. Mr. Carrie Hines, one of them.
I was about to say, the only thing I would have added to what you said, but you got right there. You, and that is that you surround yourself with amazing folks like Dee,
who
is just, I love talking to her. She, you know, Rugged Evolution is a great pleasure to do business with. I absolutely love you guys. I love what you stand for. And you've been doing some big, big things. That's why it's so important to put you out there to let folks know what's happening. And, you know, so we're going to continue. Now, like I said, we've got you for the hour. We've got music to get on. Today's playlist, I want to just let everybody know. We've got some great, great songs that we're going to be paying tribute to throughout the hour. We're also going to be talking a little bit more about some of the folks who kind of came first in this hair business industry, if you will, and also what's next for you guys at Rugged Evolution and some of the things that you're working on as well. And there's one big thing I understand that's coming up very, very soon August, and you're behind it. So we're going to take a little commercial break, and how's that for a teaser? We want you to stay right there. We've got a whole lot to go this morning with Mr. Arrington Gavin of Rugged Evolution Beard Care. I'm Carrie High. Stay with us, folks. Stay with us. We've got a lot more to go. Arrington, you doing okay over there?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, here we go, guys.
If you missed any part of today's live 3-hour broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, listen to the show playbacks around the clock at hairradio.com.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the #1 hair radio show, so don't miss out.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
The streets and watch our beliefs, and when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it for every
freedom, freedom. I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom. Where are you? 'Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom rot in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I'd rather get in there. Huh, what you want from me? Is it true? You see,
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. My very special guest on with us today, live on the air. He is the CEO of Rugged Evolution Beard Care. It is the one and only Mr. Arrington Gavin. Good morning again, Arrington. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. Yes. I said, I know I'm hitting you guys hard with the announcements today, but I'm loving this. But I'm loving it. I actually, you know, there's so much going on in the way of hair and beauty business. So I guess I better take a moment and I can have some big updates for everybody. And this is the very first time that we're actually talking about it live on the air. The August show that we have in Atlantic City, New Jersey, will actually have a change of date. So we're still at the Amazing Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's still a three-day hair event, which is called the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop, which is happening. It was scheduled for August next month, but now the new dates, I should say, will be Saturday, Sunday, Monday still. But it's October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So this is your very first time hearing about it. Again, October 23rd, 24th, 25th of this year, 2021. We have updated the information at hairnationexpo.biz, so you can go there, putting out some press releases and all kinds of social media postings. You'll see all of that. But just so that you've heard it from my mouth, remember the Road to Healthy Hair, which is a hairnationexpo.biz event. Again, it will be a change of dates, the new dates, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Atlantic City, New Jersey, still at the Showboat Hotel. So we'll continue to follow that. I want to get back to my guest today, Arrington Gavin, again, of Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Your website, ruggedevo.com, that's E-V-O. But what about you guys on social media? How do folks find you, Arrington, on social media?
Well, they can find us on our Facebook page, Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Our Instagram is Rugged Evo as well. Our YouTube channel is Rugged Evo TV. We have a lot of great content on there, so please do subscribe to that. We already said our website. And, yes, I believe that is all the social media. Yeah. Oh, and our website.
And we're going to get you guys here. Yes, we're going to get you guys here. Yes.
Absolutely.
Streaming 24 sites. So we'll see you in all that as it unfolds. But also want to remind everybody, I mean, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is, you're doing a lot of things in a commercial way, but you're also doing some amazing things community-wise. Now, I really have to get this on out there because I was kind of blown away. And I understand this to be a big, big back-to-school kind of blood giveaway that's happening Saturday, August 28th of 2021. Can you tell us a little bit about what Rugged Evolution Foundation is doing?
Yes. So, Carrie, after 2 years in the business and being well-supported by my local community, I decided to create the Rugged Evolution Foundation. And we are a nonprofit organization focusing on mentoring young males, providing school supplies to all students, lower, middle, and high school. And, yes, we are having our second annual back-to-school drive August 28th from 10 to 4. It will be held at the if you're and for people that are familiar with the Hampton Roads, it will be in Chesapeake at the Indian River Community Center. And I'm very excited. We had our very first back-to-school drive in 2019. It was a huge event. We had a goal to I got 250 backpacks and had a lot of people donate school supplies to fill in those backpacks. So our goal at that time was to give out 250 backpacks filled with school supplies, and we ended up exceeding that goal, Carrie, to 363.
That's amazing.
And that was in 2019. We would have had it last year, but of course, due to COVID, we put it on hold for the safety reasons. And we're back for our second annual this year. And this year we're bigger and better than ever. Our goal is 500 this year. I mean, this time is 500 backpacks. We're actually WNSB, a local radio show based out of actually an historical HBCU, Norfolk State University. They're going to be partnering with us. Their radio station is going to be partnering with us for this event. We're going to be having
amazing
backpacks, food, fire trucks. We got four other organization vendors, free haircuts to kids, face painting, snacks. Man,
you had me at ice cream. Yes, you had me at ice cream. That is amazing there. I'm looking at this beautiful, beautiful banner that you guys have for the back-to-school giveaway. Just doing some really great things. Now, again, that's Virginia. I just want to make sure that that's clear out there for you guys all over the country. Just doing some really good stuff. So, again, please, please, please. Now, you've got all of this on your site at ruggedevo.com.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So, please, please check it out and visit and support it. I've got
please
some folks
do.
I got to shout out. Yeah. I have what I call you guys are like, to me, you know, we have some folks locally. I got to shout out Jermel Silverback here in the state of New Jersey. He's doing kind of a similar effort out there, and I just love that you guys are entrepreneurs and you're supporting so many of the kids. It's so critical that they see folks doing things like what you're doing because mm-hmm. that's what made the difference for me. I had an opportunity
wow.
to hear about entrepreneurs and to see them in action. And that if I had not had that, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. So the
wow.
influence of what you're doing is huge. Whether, you know, sometimes we may not realize it, but you know, that little introduction I got is what has affected folks worldwide. So, you know, it's made a big impact. So thank you for doing what you're doing for the community. I shout out all the entrepreneurs all over because it is a huge effort. So that's kind of where I'm leading back to. How on earth, like, what was it that lit the flame, the match or whatever, the catalyst? What was it that gave you that little something that you could do this? I know you've, you know, graduated college and all that, but what was it that was that entrepreneurial light that was started in Mr. Arrington Gavin?
Well, that entrepreneurial entrepreneur like for me really came from my parents. Both my parents are entrepreneurs. Mm. My mother, entrepreneur, she's a real estate broker, has been doing it for about almost 34 years now, but also owned businesses on the side. My father, retired firefighter. He's also owned businesses as well. Both parents are investors, so I've always had it vested in my, you know, I always said it was in my blood, just never knew which direction it was going to lead me to. But I mean, honestly, Carrie, my mind is like a radio show 24/7. It's a 24-hour radio. It never stops. The ideas never stop. The you know, it's just I'm always brainstorming. I have many binders and journals of, you know, ideas, ventures, investments I want to do, and things like that. So it's always been invested in me. And you know, kind of going back to back to school, I've always had that, but I've always been a big giver. I've always wanted to, you know, I've always had a need for people in need, because I know if they see me do it, I want to continue being, you know, again, a mentor. I want to be a great example and, you know, help lead, say, hey, look, if I'm doing this at, you know, my age or even started at an earlier age, hey, you can too, so.
Absolutely. Well, I've got to say, you're doing a really great job. And again, continue with all that you're doing. We're going to always follow your success right here. Now, we've got a lot more to go this morning. Not only, I just want to say this, and then we'll kind of get into some more wonderful updates and talk about some of the upcoming guests and all that. But I have to let everybody know, starting today on this Tuesday morning, July 13th of 2021, this is our three-hour blog talk show that we do live Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 in the morning Eastern time. So that's 5 to 8 for you guys out in Central Time Zone. Now, I've got to say that we are really proud, because starting today, coming up at noon and 3 o'clock Eastern time, so again, that's 12 p.m. today, so at noon and 3 o'clock Eastern, if you've missed any part of today's broadcast, we actually air the entire three-hour episode literally from noon till 6 o'clock in the evening tonight over at our 24-hour streaming site, which is called, actually, you go to hairadio.com. So let me be clear about that. Go to www.hairadio.com, and you can listen to today's broadcast back each day. So what I try to tell everybody, because we have so much, like you were saying, we've got sites and social media and all this wonderful stuff, so it's sometimes a little challenging to keep straight, right? So I want to make sure folks understand we do our morning show from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern. And that's on Blog Talk platform. And then after 9 o'clock, we kind of switch on over to our own 24/7 website at hairadio.com, where we play all kinds of great music. We have amazing guests. Let me just tell you who some of the folks coming up are. I just had conversations with the folks back in the 90s. You know, we are big on 90s music. We played Beyonce earlier today, and you know her dad was shouting out Matthew, who's one of our guests and supporters here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, I spoke with CNC Music Factory. Robert was shouting him out. He should be with us. He's told us he'll be with us in August. And the folks at Brana Brothers, the biggest hair, live hair event in the world for African Americans. I just spoke with those folks yesterday. We're going to be doing a big versus battle. So it'll be me against Bernard Bronner, and I cannot wait. So that's coming up real soon. It's Hair Industry Titans. So we're going to be out there doing our thing. So lots of things, and we're going to have you be part of all of that, Mr. Arrington Gavin, CEO of Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Yeah, so, you know, lots of good stuff. Now, yeah, so we've got some big things, but I want to ask you, speaking of which, I want to talk about the podcast, because I love right before the show, we were talking a little bit, you told me just a tad, but tell all of our listeners about this amazing new podcast that you guys got.
Well, the podcast is called Our Smooth Club, and it is the show where everyday men discuss everyday topics. And really, the idea came during last year during the lockdown, when we all were just locked down, really couldn't do too much. And you know, one thing I enjoy, Carrie, like what I'm doing right now, I have a passion for dialogue and conversation. I love
yes.
to talk with friends. I love to talk. I probably, you know, I'll talk more than I actually watch TV and do stuff. Like I love to talk. And it's funny because really, and as crazy as it sounds, before I was attending college, my passion was I wanted to pursue radio broadcasting. I wanted to actually pursue
no,
that.
No, get out of here. You're just saying that this morning because you're on the Hair Radio Show. Really? Harrington.
I'm serious, Carrie. I'm not just saying on the radio. I've always had a passion for it, and because I'm a people person, I've had a passion for dialogue and conversation.
Yes.
I'm a true believer that conversation can solve anything. Most problems that
Absolutely.
We have in our society is a simple conversation. And but
exactly.
you know, I end up going pursuing health and wellness in college, and stuck with that route, but never forgot about that passion. But once I graduated health and wellness, doing what I'm doing now, last year I thought about doing something with a group of friends that I have developed a good friendship with, just building my brand. And they're all our business owners, all different age groups. Again, they range from really 26 as to the youngest to oldest is 62. And I'm like, fellas, how about we do something where we just sit down, kind of fellowship, just talk around. We have drink and just talk about everyday topics, whether it's relating to culture, society, entertainment, politics, relationship, entrepreneurship. Let's do that. And we did. We started in season one. It was four of us, including myself, and we sat down. We had talked on different topics, whether collegiate athletes should get paid, discrimination in race and gender discrimination. We talked about a lot of great things, and we got some really great feedback. You can see past episodes on our YouTube channel, Rugged Evo TV, but we also are on some other podcast platforms. We just started actually season two, started July 1st, and we're on, I think we'll actually be having episode three premiere this Thursday. And this year we're starting new. We have a new set. We actually brought in guests from the local area, and it's a brand building platform as well. We definitely encourage people that have small businesses, hey, use the platform to help build your brand. And again,
exactly.
I tell the guys too, you don't see a show if you turn on TV or anywhere, you don't see really a show where you see a group of men, African American men, all positive, backgrounds, different age groups, again, 26 to 62. You rarely see stuff like that, and there's nothing wrong with seeing that. In sports, I have nothing. I love sports. There's nothing wrong with seeing it, but we know a lot more than just just sports. So I definitely kind of want to push that narrative with the show.
Well, I want to delve into that just a tad because I so agree with what you're saying, and I love that you guys are out there doing the broadcasting. I think that is so important. I call it podcasting now with all that's going on. And doing the podcast, and I have to think back because I look back and I said, "Gee, I remember, folks." Even now they're like, "Well, Carrie, what's the difference between a radio show and a podcast?" And I said, "Well, we kind of predated podcasts. There was no such thing as a podcast, So now I look back and I say, "Wow!" But just that you are communicating and you're getting information out there. That not just is missing in mainstream media for the most part, but also when I turn on my TV every day, I don't want to see the same. I literally, in doing the Hair Radio Morning Show each day, I turn the TV on and kind of keep it on silent just in case there's any breaking news. But I get tired of the same old talk. So most of us, that's why podcasting has grown so much, because we're looking for that talk that we connect with. And I think that you guys out there, you are leading the charge for this generation. And so I'm happy when I hear of the success of Rugged Evolution Beard Care. I'm happy when I hear that you are doing this amazing drive in August for the kids and the back-to-school giveaway and all of that. I'm just blown away. That's August 20th, 2021. Let me just get that on out since we, you know, since I mentioned it. Right? Well, this is good stuff. You know, so your website again, ruggedevo.com. Just wanted to get that in.
Yes, I mean, thank you so much on that, Kerry. I mean, with the show, we're having a blast. And again, you know, like you said, when you turn on the TV, when you you don't want to see this. So you see the same old talking. You know,
same
again, I have a melting pot of friends. We come from different ethnicities,
uh-huh.
different political backgrounds. You know, we might not always agree on the same thing, but we're close friends, and we know how to. Okay, I learned something from you. You learned something from me. That's how really people. To me, I feel like you grow more when you learn more. If you don't want to learn more,
exactly.
there's no growing. You might be growing as far as age, you know, your age continues to grow, but really you're not growing at all if you don't learn more. And, I mean, we're not a show where it's like you have to see people lash at each other, attack each other, the fight. No, we have a blast. We laugh a lot. We learn from each other. We share deep discussions. And, and yeah, it's all about unity. I mean, we definitely want
let me tell you, Mr. Arrington Gavin, after today's show, I'm contacting your office. We want you guys here on our amazing streaming network. We'll take care of all that today.
Yes.
And I am very, very honored. So listen, I want you just to kind of tell us a little bit more because I'll tell you what, we'll take a little tiny, not so long. And when we come back, I want to hear some of these products now. I want some descriptions and names of some of these products that you have in your cache there at Rugged Evolution Beard Care. So please, please, please give us a breakdown of the products and why beard care is so big. So we want you guys to stay with us. We're going to be right back. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Our very special guest, again, Mr. Arrington Gavin, Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Stay with us, folks. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I would like to welcome you all to a delicious place to eat. We call this La Luz Cafe.
Choosy.
Ooh, 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 eating at La Luz.
and come get yourself something delicious and healthy to eat at La Luz Cafe.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's July 13th, Tuesday of July 13th, 2021. It's our show number 583. My very special guest who's joining us again on the line is the amazing Mr. Arrington Gavin. Again, it's Rugged Evolution Beard Care Day here on the broadcast.
Yes, it is.
I'm calling it like an unofficial beard week here as we kick off this broadcast this week. And I have to say, because beards have become big business. It really has. We kind of talked a little bit about it in the first segment this morning, but I've got to say, I'm kind of blown away that beards have taken on so much, really, and just really, I don't know what to say about that. But let me ask you this. Before the commercial break, I had kind of teased that we were going to find out a little bit more, and I want to kind of delve into your product. So be kind of, give us a little breakdown and some of what makes these, your products. Describe some of these products that are available through Rugged Evolution Beard Care.
Oh yes, we have so much again. Amazing oils, beard balms, conditioning shampoos, exfoliating full body cleansing soap bars. Our two big products that we just launched this past year. Our leave-in beard moisturizer. It's a beard cream. One of the keys to those, it aids in growth. It avoids dry and brittle hair. It's non-greasy. It's very creamy. It prevents flakiness and dandruff. Good for all hair types and maintains softness all day. It's scented with one of my favorite scents. It's scented with ginger, an awesome product. Can't keep it off the shelves. And it's maybe been on the shelves. I mean, we launched it maybe a couple months ago. And it's perfect for this year. It's very warm outside, very, very hot. So it's a great product to use. And then this past March, we've launched our mustache serum called Smooth Stash. It's dispensed through a rollerball in a small tube. It is a serum mildly scented with cucumber. It's something that we cater mostly to the men that rock us. Oh, yeah, we mainly cater that to men with just mustaches and even, like, slight goatees because it's something you can use. All you have to do is just apply it on the facial hair for about, 5 to 10 seconds, and it comes in a small velvet bag with a mustache comb, and you can take it with you at all times if you feel like, hey, I need to touch this up. So very easy to use, a great, great product, and, Yes, use as much as you need to based on the thickness of the mustache. And Rugged, we continue to keep building and building and, again, promoting what our motto is, Rugged is the new smooth.
Well, I have to say, Rugged Evolution Beard Care. We love your commercials here. We love it when you guys come and share all of this wonderful information. Again, beard's a big business. I myself am restarting the Beard Care magazine, and we're going to have to have Rugged. You guys have to be on the cover at some point of that magazine and the work. So we'll keep you guys informed. The wonderful thing is that you're doing big community efforts, and I want to remind the folks again to come out and celebrate and be part of this back-to-school giveaway that you guys are doing out in Virginia. So
it's going to be an amazing, amazing event, Carrie. Awesome. We're actually going to have the company purchase. We have an Identikid. My sheriff department, a local sheriff department, is going to be doing Identikid. Also, too, I think I forgot to mention, if people that are out of state would love to donate to this great cause, they can. Our Cash App is Rugged Evo. That's Rugged, capital R-U, I mean capital R, lowercase U-G-G-E-D, then uppercase E-V-O. And they can also call. They can call our number, 855-848. 3029. Again, that number is 855-848-3029 if they would like to make a small donation. Anything will help for that. And we're, again, trying to bless a lot of kids, 500 backpacks filled with school supplies this year.
Well, I think you're going to do just that. And, again, I want to thank you on behalf of really because, see, community is big. And as entrepreneurs, we understand that better than anybody. It starts and ends with our community. And so, you know, you're doing some great things just to help the kids. They need it. They need it very much. So, listen, I also wanted to take a moment, because I have to tell folks, a couple of quick announcements. Again, if you're just joining us, you might have missed my announcement earlier today that the Road to Healthy Hair workshop, which was scheduled for August next month here in 2021, we have moved the date. The new date will be kicking off October 23rd. So it's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Go to hairnationexpo.biz. for complete details, but yes, we're still at the Showboat Hotel, live and in person in Atlantic City. I got the best folks coming out to this big event, again, a three-day hair event, so we're real excited about that. Also wanted to take a moment in a program announcement. We've got the lineup, you know, so we're announcing it today over at our streaming network at hairadio.com. Saturday is already set and in place. So tune in Saturdays. We've got new programming kicking off. I think we have stuff starting at like noon. We've got a new veteran show kicking off, shouting out Michael and his angels. We'll explain all that in some of our upcoming episodes right here on the live show. And then he'll be joining us Tuesday with his amazing team. So more to come on that, where he's doing community efforts and stuff to help the veterans. And then we have Smooth Black, who's broadcasted in the afternoon live from all the way out in California. So we have all that stuff that we'll keep you informed about. Again, go to Hair Nation. Well, you can go to hairnationexpo.biz, but our actual broadcasting streaming site is at www.hairadio.com. So I had to work in all that this morning. What can I say, Arrington Gavin? It's not easy out here, you know. I've got to tell you, my special guest today has been the amazing Arrington Gavin. Again, he's the CEO and founder of Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Their website is www.ruggedevo.com. Rugged Evo, I call it EVO.com. So listen, I have to say, so what do you say when you've got all these announcements to make every day on the show? It's not easy getting it all in.
There's only one Carrie Hines. There's only one Carrie Hines.
You are so kind. You're so kind. I have to share this one story, and my friend is going to kill me because I never talk too much about what Oprah says, right? But one of my friends, he's very good friends with Oprah, and he's been on our show right here. And once Oprah was out promoting her movie, and I had seen Oprah on everybody's talk show, so I said to my friend, I said, well, where Oprah's on everybody's show? And he says, you know what she told him? This is what he told me, and this is from his mouth, and I hope he doesn't kill me. But he says, no matter how high, this is what he said Oprah told him, no matter how high you get, So in other words, how high you and what you've accomplished, always have to hustle. And so I take those words to heart. I really do. If it's good enough for Oprah, it's good enough for me.
That's right. That's right.
So I've got to say that.
I agree with your friend 100%. I agree with your friend 100%.
Well, those were Oprah's words.
I agree with Oprah.
Oprah told him directly that. Yes. And I'm putting him on blast this morning. He's going to kill me. But listen, I have to say, Arrington, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have you on our broadcast. Again, Rugged Evolution. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge that you've been with us for over a year here advertising and continue to support our broadcast and just doing amazing things.
Yeah.
And we so appreciate your brand and what you're doing. And we're a family here. So we're going to be talking more again and continuing on with supporting your efforts and all that you're doing. Again, ruggedevo.com. Any last thoughts or anything you want to share with with our listeners before we put on our outro this morning?
Carrie, again, I just want to, again, thank you for the opportunity. You have, we are family. We have, my team has spoken nothing but highly about you and your show
just
your platform that you provide. And it's funny because I think, Dee speaks highly of you because, Dee's a New Yorker as well. She's born and raised.
Oh, we love her. Shout out, Dee.
Yep.
Yes.
She's like, I guess y'all two just click just like that. But,
we
truly appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much. I would love to come back anytime. I have a great time doing this with you. And, I mean, no matter how early it is, it's I'm always, alert and just enjoy it.
We've got to get you on camera. We do a beautiful video presentation with some interviews in the park in Manhattan. So we're going to talk about all that on some of the upcoming shows. We'll be back on tomorrow from 6 to 9 Eastern time. Again, I'm going to put on the outro, but we want to remind you guys it doesn't end here. Go to HAIradio.com, and we're streaming 24/7 about hair and beauty. The very first in the world. So just join us over there. Thanks again, Arrington. Thanks again, Rugged Evolution. All right. And folks, we'll see you back here tomorrow, 6 Eastern, 5 a.m. Central, for another edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Make it a good day. It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige Book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. That's three big days. Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com. The event is for everyone. You don't have to be a hair or beauty professional to come to our show. Let us know if you'd like to be a vendor. Call us. Call our office at 862-277-0686. And again, that number is 862-277-0686. Now, if you're interested in being a guest or advertising on the Hair Radio Morning Show, give us a call. And for those of you who are just starting your career as an entrepreneur, you want to pick up your very own copy of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's by me, Carrie Hines, and is on sale at Amazon.com. Start your new career as a Caribbean hair products distributor, where you'll make money and meet interesting folks selling our hair care system. Caribbean shampoo,
Carapi conditioner for the fellas is Carapi Beard Oil. It's my very own hair growth system that's infused with caffeine to stimulate the scalp. And don't forget to tune in to our very next live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Our program airs each weekday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's 5 to 8 Central. And if you miss that live broadcast, we've got you covered.